They say moving on, and certainly moving house, is one of the most stressful things you'll ever do. But how about moving an entire town? That's the prospect facing the people of Kiruna, the most northerly town in Sweden. They're all about to move 3 kilometres to the east because of fears the town could fall into a mine. Kiruna is built on top of a gigantic iron ore mine, which is steadily gobbling away at the ground beneath the snowy streets. Ulrika Eriksson is a spokeswoman for the municipality of Kiruna.
We say that we live in symbiosis with the mine because if we wouldn't have had the mine here, there wouldn't have been a city here. But the mine also needs people, so we're we need each other.
Krista Lindstedt works at White Architects in Stockholm, and it's his job to oversee the somewhat biblical move of 23,000 people. First, I asked him to describe the town he was about to relocate.
It is a city above the Arctic Circle, and so it has a subarctic climate, which means that it's quite cold in the winter. The temperatures can plummet to below 30 or 40 degrees. Celsius, and you know, the sun never sets in the height of summer, and it's really dark in the winter, of course. And it's a place where there are reindeer herding. The Samis have a really historically place here, and it's now a place that is really dominated by the mining since the year 1900, when the city was founded.
You mentioned, of course, about the mining, and it's a big iron ore mine, which is prompting a move of the entire city.
That's right. The reason is that they are not getting the iron ore from the open shafts anymore, like they did in the 1900s when they placed the city there. And they thought they placed it at a safe distance from the mine. But it's actually the iron ore seam is has an angle of 6 degrees going below the city. So they're now digging 1 kilometer below the city, and the city center with its town hall and public squares and everything is closest to the mine. So this is the first things that will go.
And do you envisage that you'll be literally picking up every single brick from Kiruna and moving them individually 3 kilometers east, or will you be building from scratch?
Mostly, you would say, it is a matter of dismantling. And we want to reuse as much as possible. But in reality, of course, a lot of it will be new buildings.
Many people, they would have been born there, brought up there. They have lots of memories associated with Kiruna. How are the people feeling?
That's a very good question. And this is, of course, the key question if this move is going to be successful. And what we found is that for a long time during this decade of knowing that the city will move, but greatest frustration has been not knowing where to. So I think that the people are quite loyal and to the mining because it is the primary resource here, or of course the primary employer and everything. So the people accept that, but they want things to settle. And now they do know where the city is going, and they know pretty much what they are to expect and in that sense. But still, I think most people are very anxious to see things really start happening. So there has been a sort of a frustration. I think when it comes to how people feel about the move in general, I think that differs greatly from person to person. We talk to people who are young people who are very eager to do this and looking forward to it. And there are older people, of course, who already had seen parts of the old city being gone and, places, maybe park benches that are not there anymore, where someone maybe met the first lover or something. And, you know, this really makes people feel a lot and being sentimental about the old city. So this is something that we have to handle too. There must be places and spaces for people to have these emotions, because it will be a great transformation for each and every one here.
You'll have to bring those park benches with you. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Lindstedt, on World Business Report tonight. Well, that's all from this edition of World Business Report. Thank you for being with us, and goodbye.